I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What videos are you watching in your spare time, just quietly, that you would admit that you watched a video of someone making a carrot into a hot dog?
Not swingers videos.
Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of the Flawsome Mum podcast. We've managed to eke our way through to 5 big episodes now. My name is Frances Sheen.
And I am Amy Sinclair. And I have to say, Franny, it is a miracle I made it here today.
Did you cheat death?
No, your daughter did that. It's a story for another podcast. Time I cheated death. No, this is far more embarrassing. Now, I had to get a cab here today, and in a bold
fancy move,
and I'm drunk. No, I'm kidding.
I got done for DUI not 3 days ago.
And now if there's one thing, and I'm actually wearing a skirt today, which is a change for me because I'm out of trackies / leggings, which, you know, the grimy puddles of food all over them.
Oh, nice. I wondered where we were going for a second with that one.
So I had to put them in the wash. So I'm wearing a skirt, and it's actually one of those annoying skirts. It's actually a skirt that is actually quite fitted around the knees. Mm. So my cab pulls up. Franny, you've known me a long time. What don't I deal very well with when it comes to cabs?
Doors.
The doors when they have to slide open. Mm.
Maxi taxis. This is not normal car doors. You can get through life by opening a car door.
It's the ones that slide. And I almost always fall out of them trying to close it. It's never pretty. Anyway, this one, the guy sort of automatically opened the door, which is fair enough. But for the life of me, because my skirt is so tight around the knees, I couldn't get my knee up to into the car, which was quite high. And I literally – there was no give in the skirt. And so I'm trying to get my leg up so I could get up into the step to get into the car. And there was just no way it was going to happen. And he said, well, do you want to sit in the front? I said, I'll try, but it might not work because – it's just that the car's too high for me and my skirt's too tight. So I go around, I try, that didn't work. And I said, look, I'll just try the back again. So I go, in the end, I had to slither into the cab on my stomach like a walrus might do across the ice. Slither in and kind of roll my stomach to try and, like a caterpillar, to try and get into and wiggle into the cab on my stomach.
It's probably the best 5 seconds of the cab driver's life, just quietly.
Finally got in, then had to kind of roll onto my back and try and kind of get into like the fetal position and onto my knees to get up. The cab driver was just like, in 22 years of driving a cab, I've never
quite seen. You could probably light a cigarette and a lie down after that.
Cab porn.
So now you're on first name terms.
He's
going to come visit you next
week.
Pretty
much, he's picking me up later and we're going out for a drink and I think there might be something special between us. When you wriggle into a cab like a walrus, it really creates a bond.
Did you give him a tip?
He said, are you going to be all right to get out? And I said, I'm just going to go out the way I came in.
Did you?
No, it's easier getting out because you can just kind of drop your legs to the ground. Get out.
That's quite the sentence.
Me, just on my stomach trying to wiggle into a cab using my boobs to shift me along.
If this was video.
I'd about to say that, and we do have a video actually, here, so you can see me doing this movement, trying to kind of into, and he had like this sort of Persian rug on the floor. It was.
Which will never be the same again.
Ever. I've deflowered it.
Now, we're meant to be talking about kids' parties. I have no idea how I segue from Amy wriggling around on a seal mat, whatever that is, into kids' parties.
But we can do that.
We can try.
So I hope we're going to talk about my favourite Fran story of all time, which is what we've commonly referred to over the years as the autopsy cake.
Well, yes, I have pictures of this. So which can accompany the podcast.
Yes.
But when my daughter Ivy was one, I was obsessed with the fact that I was going to make her first birthday cake, which is not an unusual thing. I think most mums.
Everyone does it. You have the
want
dream.
To do it.
Yeah.
And
by the fifth birthday, you're like,
Yeah, I'm going to go to Woolies
and grab. I'm going to go to BP and grab a frozen Sara Lee. Yeah.
And we were staying at my mother-in-law's house overnight, and suddenly about 8 o'clock, I said, I'm going to make this cake. And I'd bought a mould to make the cake. And it was basically a bunny cake, but you made the bunny cake out of lots of little cakes.
Yeah, it was like a silicon pan,
yeah.
And it was all different. And the idea was that you bake all the little pieces and you stick them together and it creates one
bunny cake. But it's got made up of lots of little cakes. And it looked very simple. It looked very, very easy.
Because you're not a confident baker, are you?
Not a confident baker.
No.
Anything a go once.
Anything more. And you did.
I really did. And so I got the mould, put all the ingredients in, cooked the cake, absolutely beautiful. Then I attempted to turn the cake out, the cakes I should say, but I hadn't actually sprayed the inside, so they all got stuck inside, and so I had to poke them out, so they were all misshapen. They didn't have the shape of a bunny anymore, but that didn't stop me.
No.
I just snooched them all together. If snooch is even a word,
it is now a new word.
I snooched them together. And then in the example, they'd used white icing. I didn't have any white icing. I know I'd made white icing, but it had gone wrong, so I'd thrown it away in a temper. And I went to the garage and I bought some of that chocolate. I think it's Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker chocolate mix, chocolate frosting. Yeah.
And I slathered it on the cakes, but because the icing was was colder than the cakes, half the cake came away as I slathered it on.
Yeah.
When I actually put the cake together, it looked like a
The pieces didn't quite form together.
No.
So, in fact, it looked like you dissected for the poor bunny in some murderous spree with an axe.
And then clearly hadn't bought the little licorice sticks needed for the whiskers and things. Had just one Smartie stuffed in the middle of this poor zombie bunny's head. And grabbed my husband and my mother-in-law and said, Look what I've done. I've made Ivy's birthday cake. And their reaction was silence. They just stared at it. So I burst into tears and we served it the next day. And
Did it scar her for life?
No.
No.
In fact, I showed this picture to her yesterday and said, I'm going to be talking about this. And she said, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, and they never do. I follow some of those, welcome to my life, I follow some of those like cake fail sites.
Oh, God.
They're never a fail. And even the ones that they think are terrible.
Have you ever seen that show Nailed It?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nailed It. their failures are all
amazing.
Much better than my best cake of my life.
I had the world's worst failure with my son Max, who's my eldest, and he was about 8 at the time, and all he wanted was he was really into Pokemon. Yeah, this is back in 1982 or whatever.
Is it back?
Mm. Oh, darling. Yeah, he wanted a Pikachu cake. Mm. I'm like, yeah, no worries. I can knock out a Pikachu cake. And was sort of looking online for ideas, and I was just going to buy do a slab of cake and cut it into the shape of Pikachu, yellow icing, boom, done. But then I happened to find a Pikachu shaped tin, cake tin. I thought, oh, job done. I'm just going to buy that, put it in there. Bob's your uncle. Now, I started the night – it was the night before his birthday, and I started after he went to bed. So it was about 9 o'clock or so. Made the batter, put it in, same thing for Annie, went to turn it out. The whole thing just got stuck, and it was one of those metal. It wasn't even a silicon or it wasn't nonstick. It was just metal, and it stuck. And when I tried to get it out, the whole thing crumbled. It was just a mess. So I'm like, oh. So I make up another batch.
I just burped.
You keep burping in podcasts.
That's what happens when you drink Diet Coke during the podcast.
Yeah. Mixed with gin and vodka. So I made up another batch. Same thing happened. But by this stage, it's like 1 in the morning. Mm. I can't ring my mum, who's a very good baker, and say, what the hell am I doing wrong? So I start Googling and they're like, you've got too much sugar in it. That's why it's sticking to it. So I knock that out. Long story short, I didn't go to bed that night and I had to go to BP to buy more supplies to keep making goddamn cake mixes, and every single one burnt through to a crisp. In the end, same as you, Franny, just had to heat them together, got a whole lot of crumbs, just put them into a random shape of Pikachu, put some yellow. He didn't give a rat's. He literally did not care.
And the moral of this story?
don't bother.
Don't bother. Kids, parents, don't bother. Just go and buy two
mud cakes.
Stick some cream inside, some strawberries, and off you go. But you are famous for your – you do a lot of parties. You do a lot of parties very well.
I used to. Now that my kids are older, I don't really have to.
You actually
bought
back the McDonald's party fairly recently.
Oh, my God, I did.
You went all retro.
I went all retro. My youngest is – he's not great with birthdays. And he has never really wanted a party, but he did this year. And so I wanted to keep it somewhere quiet. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to the McDonald's party, and I've got to say, you know, McDonald's.
Say what you like about McDonald's, but they throw a good party.
McDonald's, if you want to sponsor the Floss and Mum podcast, please come on by, because I'm about to give you one hell of a wrap. It was cheap, the kids had fun, and I got to eat McDonald's while they all got run around. I mean,
you know, and there's some parents in this day and age that may.
I mean, I know that, you know, I think the following week he got invited to a skydiving party, and I'm like, you know, but.
Well, who doesn't like a Happy Meal?
Who doesn't like Happy Meal? You know?
Find me a person. But do you get a lolly bag at a Happy Meal party?
You do. And you get all sorts of toys and everything. And I have to say, Fran, that was I've not been good with lolly bags over the years with my parties. My very first birthday party that I ever threw was for Maxie, who's now 19. So we're talking a good, you know, many, many years ago, and it was my first. And we were the only sort of people in our friends group who had kids. So this was the first. Now I'm organising this party, and I'm pretty much thinking that this is just an adult for the party, an excuse to have a party for the adults.
I thought you were going to say an adult party then, which would change things greatly.
Well, I do them regularly, as you know. No, and so I was very worried about, you know, are we going to have 19. Enough wine? Are we going to have enough, you know, we're going to do this for food and, yeah, we'll have a few fairy breads and this and that. But it was very much right. So we get to – but a lot of the friends, yeah, some people brought kids and everything, and there were some kids there. And at the end of it, when everyone went, they were like, where are the lolly bags?
First of all, who says that? If my children said that, I'd be like, that's very rude to lolly bag.
Well, my mum.
Although, is it in this day and age?
I hope Daisy's listening to this because she'll be nodding in approval. You've never seen a woman more outraged than my mother that I didn't have lolly bags. She's like, what sort of a woman throws a first birthday party without lolly bags? Well, this is just embarrassing. Let's go down to the service station. We'll put some together. So sure enough, these people were creating such a stink that they didn't get a lolly bag that I had to run down to BP, get some bags of lolly,
some air fresheners.
Oh, well, back in
2 minute noodles, a lighter.
Some tyre shine. One of the half price sushi rolls that they have at, you know.
A can of Diet Coke.
Yeah, whatever. And put them together. So that was – my mother has never let me live that down every single
lolly bags are a nightmare at the moment because if you put too many lollies in, parents don't like it. You don't put enough lollies in, the kids don't like it. Or you get the lolly bags that are literally like $800 worth of Smiggle goodies. Like you can set fire to $50 or you can go into Smiggle. It's the same in my world.
$50, $200. Just get a blender. Put $200 in there.
Or more fun. Or your kid buys all this – stuff in Smiggle comes out. You go, well, where's your new Smiggle pencil case?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Other one, Build-A-Bear, who may not want to sponsor us.
Oh, no, because we've...
My God.
Oh, my God. Don't even start me on Build-A-Bear.
You know, it's like $200 and you go in there and they're like, but Mummy, My Little Pony has to have roller skates at $49.95. No, it doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Yeah. Or that teddy bear really needs a sailor suit.
Can we get the heart being sewn into it for an extra $14.99? No, we cannot. But it will
die.
You
have to record the thing where you say, hello, darling, I love you. And all you hear at night is your own voice blaring, hello, darling, I love you.
And all you can hear is the ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Mr. Build-A-Bear.
Is it a genius?
Yeah.
A genius, and if you're single, my number is.
I'm not sure there is a Mr. Build-A-Bear. But
I'm married now, but that can change in a heartbeat, I promise.
It can. And how many minutes are we up to now? I was going to ask you that in a kind of quiet way, but
you're
14. We've got plenty of time. Your final story, which might make me wretch because I'm not a great...
I do enjoy a good...
Is your... I hate a sleepover, okay? It's well documented that I am not great with a sleepover. It seems to me there's always someone crying. There's always, if you have three, it's a really bad number. You have four, then they're out of your control. I once went in about 3 a.m. to my daughter, who had three friends sleeping over, with my phone saying, you know what, girls, I'm going to phone your mummies right now and they're going to come and get you. And this little voice at the back of the room went, no, you're not. And I was like, no, you're right. I'm absolutely not going to do that. Yeah. However, go to sleep. But yeah, they never do.
The trick, I am actually a fan of the sleepover. You really love it, don't you? It's an easy party. It's like I don't have to spend $400 at Build-A-Bear for four children.
I would think so I would rather do that than I would have host a big sleepover.
Well, so I have done a few over the years and it's a bit easy. And also my daughter sort of has sort of a lot of friends and isn't that the hard bit, getting them to choose four people to do something with? Anyway, so I tend to do sleepovers, but I don't know how I've done one since. We had a shocking one year. She would have been about seven. And it was all fine. They were over. They were playing. We had food. We had the works. They had games. Anyway, so then when it came to time to go to bed, what we did is we had this big couch. It's a huge.
What did you call that couch, Amy?
I was going to say, this will probably get – we call it the swingers couch because when we bought it, it's a huge L-shaped couch and it's got an ottoman that's that fits right into the – so it's a big square, big rectangle of – you know, couch by the time you're done with it. And when we bought it, the sales assistant was selling it to us and said, it's amazing, you can put it together and you can fit so many people on. I said, well, it's perfect for our swingers parties. They didn't see the funny side of that.
Funny side, no. Of it. Do you want to just put a disclaimer in that you are not having swingers parties?
No, not now. Okay. I mean, back then, yeah.
He's a younger lady.
So we put it all together and we had basically about six kids along the back sleeping on the couch and then on the floor.
Why would you do this?
I know. I don't really know.
I just don't understand.
I don't know.
I go with you to many places. I could not do this.
Ray Donovan with me either. But anyway, and on the floor, we had another sort of row of six. So there was six up on the thing, and then we had mattresses on the ground. There were another six along the ground. Anyway, they passed out in about 4 seconds flat watching a movie. We were like high fiving, job done. Went to bed. About halfway through the night, we hear this walk out. One girl who happened to be sleeping up on the top of the couch, right in the middle, had sat up and vomited. And when I say vomited, she is like, you know, it's like this possessed woman. There was vomit on every single child copped it on either side of her. And then also on the ground below her, because she kind of stood up, tried to get off and couldn't, and just vomited on all six kids on the bottom, trying to kind of get away, and it just kept on coming. And we walked in, it was like something out of The Exorcism. There was just puke dripping, and it was every girl, and they slept through the whole thing. And they had vomit matted through their hair. It was all through their bedding. And we were just like, what do we do? And so I thought, well, let's get rid of it for once. So I called the mum, but of course it's 2 a.m. No one's picking up their phone. Yeah. So I had to go and put her in a different room surrounded by tarpaulins, etc. But we were like, what do we do with the other? So we were trying to – you just couldn't – unless we got them all up – got them all and changed all the bedding, got them all changed, put them all in the shower, which would literally be a six-hour operation. So we thought, let them sleep. So they slept in a
– what did they do when they woke
puddle
up?
Of – I don't really even know if they noticed, but I'll tell you what did happen, Fran. I'll tell you what did happen that we didn't quite think about at 2 a.m. in the morning. All of that vomit seeped through all the sheets underneath and all the bedding. And
oh, went my good God.
All through the swinger pit, all through the swinger couch.
Do you still have that couch now?
No. It died an early death. And vomit, just for future reference, people, don't do it. We're nearly done. Yeah. Vomit, for future reference, has a lot of acid in it, and that tends to change the colour of your couch. And so it went this lovely, bizarre colour where the vomit had seeped through and, of course, stunk. So we had
– Fran's
going
to gag.
I'm going.
We're going. We had experts
out. I'm thinking
out.
In my head
we
about
had
something else.
Everything. We had
bunnies and rabbits and not cakes, but
– yeah, we had experts. We had everyone try and fix this couch. The couch couldn't be saved. And when I spoke to the mum the next day, I said, yeah, it's a bit of a
– funny story.
Bit of a funny story I had to tell you. And she was like, oh, yeah, I should have warned you. If she eats sugar, she almost always vomits.
What accent did she have this? What was that accent?
Did I have an accent?
Yeah, I thought you did.
Look, sorry. I'm such a global traveller, Fran. I just don't know if my time in Paris is going to come into my.
Yeah, right.
I've never gone anywhere. I go to Cairns, and that's about it. She said, "Oh, it's a bit of a funny thing. When she eats sugar, she tends to vomit quite violently." And I said, "Did you not think to tell me that?
Did you not
beforehand?"
Think?
And when I told her that our wildly expensive couch had now died because of the vomit, she was like, "Oh, that's a bit of a shame, isn't it?" Walked off.
Well,
friendship
she's not
wasn't
coming
quite
back.
The same.
She's not
after
coming
that.
Back to to Queenie's.
No.
Yes. She said, "Here's an EpiPen just in case or something."
So now, of course, I only serve vegan food at my sleepovers and in general. Because
even when you go to McDonald's, you say, "Kids, don't eat the burgers. I've got a nut roast."
Well, you know, one child actually didn't come to the McDonald's party. That was a hit. McDonald's, sponsor us, call us on 1-800. She didn't come because they don't have a vegan menu. I was like, It's
that's
shame.
That's quite the thing to admit. I can't come because I'm a vegan.
Yeah, my child. And, you know.
Well, you know what? Horses for courses and.
You knock yourself out, sister. I'll invite you around for some carrot hot dogs. I once saw that video. Did you see that?
I have never seen a video on carrot hot dogs.
They make carrot. They caramelize the carrot so much that it looks like a hot dog. And they put it in a hot. In a roll with some tomato sauce and mustard. So you're none the wiser until you bite into it. It's a big old gobby carrot.
What videos are you watching in your spare time, just quietly, that you would admit that you watched a video of someone making a carrot into a hot
not
dog?
Not swingers videos,
no,
Franny.
It's a good thing that we're going off swingers and into vegan hot dogs.
Porn, yeah.
That's a sentence I never thought I'd say, ever. But thank you for coming in today, Amy, with your cab driver on speed dial.
We're going on a date
dial.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can listen to the Flawless Mum podcast on omni.com.au. We're on Google, we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, and of course you can find us on Facebook, which is The Flawless Mum on Facebook.
www.facebook.com/
The Flawless Mum.
Yeah.
And you can subscribe through any of those channels.
And to anyone who subscribes this week, McDonald's is going to give you a free
party cab driver.
And my cab driver will come and take you out as well for a hot date. Just don't wear a tight skirt. Just don't wear a skirt.
On that note, thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.